down to it, boppers.
Yeah, buddies. It's a Ron and Fez show. Opening today, put together by our buddy Mooch. And Mooch is heading back to Ireland. Is it today, tomorrow? When's he going?
I think he goes this weekend.
I heard it was Monday.
Okay.
Yeah. From Mooch.
I can't even look at the kid. It's too much to bear again, Mooch.
Yeah, this is for real. This time I'm definitely going.
What did your visa run out?
Yeah, pretty much. In 90 days you got, you know.
So you're even a little over?
No, I'm right up to the end of it.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, so.
And you go Monday?
Yeah, Monday morning. Yeah. It sucks, man.
Yeah, that does suck, buddy, but... Well, once again, Earl's taking us out to Florio's for a nice goodbye party.
Yeah!
Earl, I don't even think I can sit at the table because I can't look at your face after these guys crush you. I don't feel like I can be part of that.
He tries to crawl into the woodwork there.
Because he's just thinking about his credit card being knocked down.
Last time he tried to steal a woman's purse, he was
smart.
So destitute for money.
Smart. All right, Earl, so that's going to be rocking. By the way, Mooch, so many emails about you yesterday when you took Mikey D to task. We had a very odd show, and we had a little girl in here yesterday crying because of Dave and a couple other people. And Mooch, you decided to set him straight. Even though I don't think Mikey heard you.
Understood what I was saying.
You were the voice of reason. I was, on the other hand, a lot of people thought that I never should have let her have the show, the little podcast. I can't take something away from a kid, though.
Yeah, I mean, though, it was the judging panel's decision.
I know, but I was surprised that you did that. I know, I understand that I went over your head.
Well, you gave,
but I don't like to see a little girl crying.
If you're going to assign us as the judging panel.
I'm not as sensitive as the Brooklyn boys who all ended up in a corner sobbing and holding each other. I never met anyone in my life that wears their hearts on the sleeve like the Brooklyn boys.
Oh, yeah. Very tough-looking exteriors.
Yeah.
And then, soft cotton candy interiors.
Yeah. I got two words, Lou Angel Wolf. And only Fezzy's going to know what I have to say.
But I'm right with you, buddy.
Here's a pal of mine. Here's a big guy who can cry in a heartbeat.
Very sentimental.
Yeah. Sentimental ladies is what they are. Just sentimental ladies.
They look like King Kong Bundy weeping. Like,
yeah. Yeah, what is the big deal? A little girl's crying. What does it mean? Now, on the other hand, Mooch said a little girl's crying. I'm going to come in and set this straight.
That's what I was getting annoyed because people were throwing shit at her, but it was him that was annoying me.
Right.
And like,
that's where your beef was.
That was my beef, so I came in and threw it at him.
You had a rant in here.
He's mocking me.
Because you're stupid, Fezzy. You bring up sayings from the 1930s. So, that really did. But the point is, with these guys and crying for her, it's like if you're an ambulance driver, right? If you drive out, somebody got hit by a car, they're screaming. These guys would, instead of helping, lay down next to them and start crying and screaming too. You got to be the man who steps up. You can't go through life in tears.
Plus, she doesn't know the Brooklyn guys. So just to see 300-pound men, like, crying and hugging her.
It was even more traumatic
than the judging panel.
You mentioned King Kong Bundy, like when Little Beaver got slammed.
What?
The midget wrestler.
I don't know what you mean.
I'm getting ready for next Friday's trivia competition against Sam.
You're going to kick his ass.
Oh, God, another bad one. A little later on, you guys haven't told us who won the basketball contest. I'm looking over at Earl. I'm looking over at Dave. They're both keeping... straight face, although...